Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 9th of April at 6:31. Welcome to Reciprocal Tariff Implementation Day. I hope you're enjoying it. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about weight loss drugs, and we'll be chatting to the Council on Foreign Relations about trade patterns. And all the markets as usual, including that major sell-off overnight in Asia. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. ABC News reports that a steep 104% tariff on most US imports from China came into effect in the last 2 hours, along with levies on dozens of other countries, including Ireland, as part of the sweeping trade manoeuvres from President Donald Trump that have roiled global financial markets. The new tariffs were set to go into effect from 5 a.m. this morning, 1 week after Trump first unveiled his Liberation Day tariff plan. In addition to the steep levy imposed on Chinese, the U.S. is slapping tariffs on imports from dozens of other countries, including 46% on Vietnam, 32% on Taiwan, and 20% on all European Union countries. Under Trump's plan, the tariff on Chinese imports was originally set at 34%, added to an existing 20% tariff on China that brought the total to 54%. And after Chinese officials announced retaliatory measures, the White House said the U.S. would raise the overall tariff rate on Chinese imports by another 50%, bringing it to 104%. Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that local authorities across the country will be instructed to reopen their county development plans and by the end of this year rezone more land for housing. The directive will be issued after the government approves the revised national planning framework. The final revision of the framework has been delayed by several months despite being published last November. It will facilitate a new target of 50,500 homes a year by initiating major changes to zoned land requirements nationwide. As reported by the Business Post, James Brown, the housing minister, is expected to order local councils to reopen their county and city development plans en masse. He will use Section 28 of the new Planning and Development Act to ask local councils to revise their local plans and integrate the new housing targets and zoning requirements contained in the NPF. And Emma Walsh in the Irish Examiner reports that tobacco, video game consoles, soybeans and orange juice are among the list of products to be included in the European Commission's proposed list of countermeasures in response to duties on aluminium and steel. The EU is expected to confirm its proposed list of tariffs later this week, with wine and dairy being removed from the plans. The Commission has also exempted bourbon from its proposed list of counter-retaliatory measures against the US following heavy lobbying from several member states, including Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.